All right. This is the KCF, or excuse me, the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for June 11th, 2019. Having a quorum present, Mr. Secretary, will you take the roll?
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Lyndon Foley. R. Paul Martin. Here. Mansoor Sabah.
Observe.
James Sagerton. Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Tamara Swiderski.
Here.
Okay, that's eight, and that is a quorum.
All right.
Maxie
so,
Tech is joining, by the way, as well.
ED. Hey, Maxie. So I sent out a revision of the agenda based on the fact that Tamara was notified and expecting to be here, and is here. And I wanted to leave plenty of time for her to not only present, but for us to ask questions, because I'm sure we have plenty of questions to ask. So I dropped a couple of items from the agenda. I'll probably actually drop one more. Well, maybe not. We'll pick up item seven, but I don't think there's going to be anything to discuss. In any case, I wanted to leave plenty of extra time for Tamara. So first up is approving that the new agenda, which I think I sent out at 4:43 Pacific, 7:43 Eastern time. Does anybody have anything they want to add to the agenda?
Can I suggest that somebody make a motion to approve the agenda and read it out for the stream?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
May I also say this is James. I'm on the line now.
Motion to approve the agenda. Mansoor.
Okay.
Seconded.
Any objections to approving the agenda? All right. I'll read it out. Yep, I will read it out. So item one, convene the meeting at 8:30. We're at 8:37. Roll call is complete. Approving agenda is complete. Minutes approval. The minutes were sent out earlier today for the last meeting. That's the next item up. Report from executive director, 10 minutes, with a Q&A of 10 minutes. Report from the CFO, 15 minutes, with a Q&A up to 30 minutes. Preliminary, this item seven now. Sorry, I haven't been numbering them. That was one through six. Item seven is preliminary and continued consideration status report of draft fiscal 19 budget. So I'm not sure that we'll make any headway on that one tonight. And then there was a fiscal year 2020 timeline for budgets that was sent out by ARPAL late last week, I believe, or mid last week. And that's up for consideration and discussion if time allows. And then any new business is item nine, and adjournment no later than 10:30. So first item up would be minutes approval.
We have to approve the agenda here.
I thought it was already approved.
We have
nope,
to vote.
Just read it. Now we get to approve it. Ask if there's any objection.
Okay. I thought I did. Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Okay. Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved. Thank you, R. Paul. Next up is minutes approval. I'm assuming that everybody's received them. If anybody has not received them, can you let us know? All right. So would somebody move to approve the minutes, please?
I move we approve the minutes.
All right. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay, so the minutes for the last meeting, which was May 28th, I believe, is approved. And with that having our housekeeping having been done, we move on to the report from the executive director. Maxie, you have the floor.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is going to be much shorter than the time you've given, so I'll yield plenty of time back to the interim CFO, since I think there'll be quite a bit of interest in her report. And hopefully I won't step on any of her toes with what I'm going to present. Two items in particular I wanted to just share with the Finance Committee. First of all, I'm working with Tamara as well as George Walters from NETA on establishing what I think would best be described as a financial dashboard. And that would be a financial dashboard that can be made available for each of the five stations, as well as archives and possibly affiliates, but maybe that won't be necessary. What the financial dashboard will present is monthly, quarterly, and annual dashboards. I'm working with NETA to determine what information should be on the dashboard, whether it be the monthly, quarterly, or annual, to satisfy requests that we're obviously getting from members of the LSBs, as well as the PMB and the Finance Committee for regular reports from the business managers at the different stations, the different units, and in a couple of the stations' situation from NETA itself. Station GMs and business managers will be informed of these measures on this coming Wednesday. We may not have all the details about what they're going to need to provide in those reports just yet, but we're going to certainly make reference to these dashboards coming Wednesday. And we're replicating the same process on the programming side with program directors now that they all have audience data and will have more sophisticated audience data to work with. And this is really just an effort to move us all beyond this, what seems to be an endemic issue around the system, the network, of not getting regularly scheduled reports regarding your finances, regarding financial management, and in the case of programming, audience. So that's what the dashboards are about. And again, they'll be monthly, quarterly, and annual. And if you got any questions, I certainly can answer things about that. And more importantly, if you have suggestions of things that you think should be in those reports, whether they be monthly financial reports, quarterly, or annual, certainly would appreciate your recommendations. I would offer, we can certainly go through Q&A on this call, but it might be best to forward those via email to myself and or Tamara, so that we can incorporate that in our design. Last thing I'll mention, and then answer if there are any questions and, to follow. The folks who provided the organization with this loan have asked for an audit confirmation letter. I went back and forth with them because the document they forwarded me, I think the dollar amount was incorrect, and I was correct in that assumption. So they are redoing that document. And then once I can review it, I'll go ahead and sign it and make sure it's accurate. This is in regards to the lender's own financial statement audit. So it's not a document necessarily for us. It's more because we are obviously part of their financial statement. And then that should happen this week, if not certainly shortly thereafter. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. Those are the only two things I'm going to report today. I have some things about the audit, but I'll hold those for the audit committee.
All right. If there's any questions for Maxie, I'll take a stack.
Sharon for the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Sharon.
And Bill.
Okay, Bill. You're on the stack. We'll have you come next.
Go ahead, Maxie, Sharon. First of all, I want to say thank you for catching the fact that FJC did not have the correct number in their information.
Yeah.
I mean, so yes, I know you just kind of said that very quickly, but that is very key. So thank you for doing that. Yeah. So I understand what you're saying about that. So I did have a question, though, about the dashboard. I had two questions. My first question is, you had said whether we would think maybe monthly, quarterly, or annual reports, but why
Each.
Yeah, one of those. But why can't you do all three? That's what seemed odd to me, that you couldn't
do
all three of them.
I think you missed. I may have either misspoke or you misheard me. We're going to do monthly reports, so you'll get that monthly. We're also going to do quarterly reports, and there will also be annual reports. So all three will be provided as dashboards for the finance committee. I'm sure we'll have access to that, but more importantly, at the local level, the local station board finance committees will be able to get those reports. So if I misspoke, I apologize, but yeah.
No. Okay, maybe that's why I was questioning. I was like, that did not seem to make sense. Yeah. Okay, and then the other question, the other question I had was, I was just curious, because you said on the dashboard you are also going to have information about the audience, but that is separate from the financial information. So how is that really easy to integrate into a financial dashboard?
No, and again, I must have not spoken very clearly. So what I was saying is that the financial dashboard, that concept will be replicated on the programming side by the program directors for the programming committee at the local stations relative to audience data now that we have that. So the reports will not be combined. It will be a distinct financial dashboard done for those committees that require financial reporting and data. And on the programming side, we'll be doing the same thing. So that folks on the programming committees are getting, you know, the monthly reports, summaries of the data that comes from the Radio Research Consortium, quarterly reports, and annual as well. So
thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, thank you, Maxie. The dashboard sounds like a good idea. I think we do need monthly profit and loss statements, the detailed versions. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to have. I mean, a summary is fine, but we really need to look at the details, because typically what happens is if there's a shortfall in revenue, then we need to look at the expenses and see, you know, if things are being controlled adequately, or, you know, if there's some runaway spending we don't know about or that we need to know about, for example, and things like that. So we'll be able to get a detailed profit and loss statement, income statement?
Well, what I'm not going to say you can't. What I would tell you is that I'm working with both Tamara and George to determine sort of, I won't call it best practices, but what is a useful tool for those involved in financial oversight at the board level for them to have so that they are constantly in the know. I'm sure if there's a need for further detail, reports can be given beyond the dashboard, but the dashboard is nothing else. And Tamara, if you want to chime in on this, but whenever I've seen financial dashboards presented or even content or programming dashboards, they are sort of consistent, reliable information that you can compare month to month or against the budget, et cetera. They're just sort of a way for you to kind of get a snapshot of where things are at the moment. How detailed they be, I think will come out as we continue to work on this. But like I said, if you have got some suggestions that you think are really, really important to have, then I certainly would consider that and try to make every effort to accommodate.
Okay, well, just to follow up, at least the finance committee, this committee needs it because, I mean, one of our responsibilities as local station board members is to review the radio station budget and financial performance and give quarterly reports, and we can't do that unless we have the details. Now, you know, at some point in the future, I hope when we're to actually get our debt paid off and we're making a profit, then maybe we won't need to look at it as closely, but we have a ways to go before we get there. And, you know, I'm really worried as a number of people on my LSB and the PNBR that we don't seem to have any plan for even how we're going to pay the interest on that loan starting in a few months, much less the principal. And so we've got to be looking at our own individual station budgets and making sure we know that we're, you know, doing what we can to make sure our finances work.
I don't disagree, and I understand clearly. Tamara, you want to chime in on that at all? If you don't,
sure,
that's fine.
I'd be glad to. Yeah, I would be glad to. So what I think Maxie and I are both kind of envisioning would be something high level that the entire LSB could read and understand. For the Finance Committee, as soon as we're able, which I'll get into more in my report, hopefully not too much longer, you'll have full financials for each station and for the consolidated entity. But this would be something a little more high level that would be easy to read and understand for anyone involved either in the PMB or at the LSB level.
Okay, thank you. As long as this committee can get the details, that's fine. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Hello, this is Nick Arena for the staff.
Go ahead, Nick. Nobody else is on the staff, so listen in.
Thank you. So came in a little late on your report, Maxie, and I know there's a bit of challenges in receiving this, but earlier in May, you know, I'd asked for details about the terms of the loan in order for the Finance Committee to provide good advice to the PNB about steps forward. And I think maybe there might have been some pushback from the PNB about providing us the notes and the loan agreement and security agreement and that detail level of documents. But I was just hoping to see if we might at least have a summary to know what the terms and conditions of the loan are in more detail than that's been presented more anecdotally, because with that we could provide some better advice, you know, truly knowing all the pieces of collateral for the loan, what the events of default are. Like, it gives us a chance to at least have that, and if we can't have the documents, maybe at least a summary could be provided to us.
Yeah, seems like my memory's failing me tonight. I'm trying to feel like I supplied this committee with some information regarding that loan, but maybe I'm confusing that with public media companies material. I think I am. So is that right, Chris, you think?
Yeah. Actually, if you don't mind me jumping in, you definitely...
Please.
You definitely gave us information about public media companies, sort of recommendations or at least ideas about what they might be able to do as far as soliciting proposals for refinancing. That information you did give us, but it was more on the lines of what the current loan details are that
yeah.
I think you were trying to get from the PNB, but they were not necessarily providing that to you.
Right. Okay. I mean, I clearly have it, but obviously I want to respect what the folks at the PNB, particularly the chair, consider material that is confidential. And I know that there's some the clauses in the loan with the organization that we got the loan from, the lender, that requires to maintain a pretty significant amount of anonymity. However, let me follow up with Grace Aaron and perhaps some others on the PNB to see if there's a way to provide you the summary that was mentioned and see if that can be accommodated. I'm not sure, because I actually was reading over the document today. I'm not sure that's going to be enough to do some of the things that were just mentioned. But let me look into that and check with Grace. Bill, do you know anyone else I should consider discussing with Grace on how to perhaps make some of that information available? Do you have any thoughts on it, since you're pretty
well, you can talk to me about it, too. I think I've got all the information because all the PNB last year got it. And I think that, frankly, I think we've been overly secretive about it. I don't think...
Okay.
We have to restrict all the information, but we need to go through it and see what specifics might need to be not made public.
Yeah.
James,
but I don't think there's much of that.
Yeah, let me. That's fine. What I'll do. Oh, Nancy, why don't you chime in on this? That's good. I'm sorry.
The summary is it's okay to give the summary out.
It's okay to give the summary out. That was okayed.
Okay.
As always, it's okay to give the summary.
Okay. I will just confer with Grace, but once I get approval from her, which should happen tomorrow, I'll send that out right away.
This is James. This
is Sharon.
Oh. I heard you, James. I got you.
Thanks.
Sure. Maxie, if I'm not mistaken, the summary contains all of the financial particulars of the loan. Isn't that correct?
I believe, yeah, it does. I was thinking more in terms of some of the there's issues around penalties. And there's a whole lot of there's a lot more to it than just what's in the summary. So I didn't know what should be included, but I'll find it. Yep.
Okay. All right. James. James.
This question may be born out of ignorance, but I'm just curious. You know, we're the board of directors. We have fiduciary responsibility. We have, in fact, a potential individual liability for the collapse of the network if that should happen. I mean, under what laws or what regulations are we denied full access to financial information involved in a loan that puts the existence of our foundation at risk?
That's
a great
question. And I will be the first to tell you that it's not me who is trying to restrict your access to it. What I was told was that traditionally, or historically, I should say, there has been a lot of leakage on the national board and in some of the committees of information that should be confidential to the public. And so there were some real concerns about that with this loan in particular. And I think that's why there's so much caution around it. Now, again, that's not my perspective. I don't even know that history, but I'm trying to be respectful of the fact that that was articulated and try to find a way to provide you with, you know, material that if it were to be put out there, I guess wouldn't put the lender and their requests in jeopardy.
May I have a follow-up on that?
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I was told, or I heard, I don't recall which, that it was that had made the request as part of the conditions of the loan. Let me rephrase it. That it was the lender. It was the lender who had imposed those conditions.
That's correct.
Would that be correct? Okay.
That is correct.
I apologize for that error.
But that is correct. And that's why I think we're trying to be very cautious about how this information is provided. So, you know,
gee, you mean somebody might blab something out by mistake? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All right. Nancy, who asked to be on the stack behind James? I couldn't quite make the name out.
This was Sharon. I did.
Was it just Sharon or was there somebody else? Sorry.
Well, I wanted to be back on. Nancy wanted to be back on.
Okay,
but I don't think she
Sharon, go ahead. I'll take you next, Nancy.
Okay, actually, maybe it's good because my question is kind of to Nancy because I did hear Nancy say that the summary has been released, and I have seen a summary that was put out to everybody, and that was a while ago. And if that is the summary, that is, in my opinion, insufficient for the reason that I don't even know who the person was speaking before me. Who is that, actually?
James?
James, okay,
oh,
sorry.
Pardon me, James, yeah,
yes,
sorry.
Thank you, James. Yes, I agree. We do have a fiduciary duty. We absolutely do. As I said, we are a corporation. So I would accept, you know, or believe that if it's sufficient to have a summary of the crucial terms, you know, provided that the summary is accurate and is detailed enough to, you know, have us understand the terms of the loan. But if the summary, you know, if that word means the summary that has previously been handed out at least across the network, that was not sufficient in my opinion.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. So what I'll do when I talk to Grace is I'll find out if perhaps if I black out the lender's name that might make give more confidence. I wouldn't black out any other content, just the name of the lender, because that is the real issue in terms of the confidentiality. So let me see if that will suffice, and if so, then I'm more than willing to share the entire document.
All right.
Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy. Yeah.
Okay. The summary was allowed to go public. Also, the term sheet was allowed to go public. They did not want their name to go public. And that's basically it. They didn't want their name to go public.
Right.
And I think it would be good for the finance committee to have it, because there are a lot of like someone that earlier mentioned, they could be a help in keeping on top of all the required all the requirements, and the lender is pretty generous with us fulfilling certain things. I can't remember what they're called at the moment, but
provisions.
No.
Go ahead.
I'll think of
sorry.
It. But anyways, they really don't want everybody knowing who gave Pacifica this loan. But I think if we have a confidentiality agreement, I would ask, when you talk to Grace, Maxie, I would propose that she allow it if the people on the finance committee, since not all of them are board members, or PMB members, that they sign a confidentiality agreement to not distribute it to anyone else outside the finance committee. But any committee, especially the finance committee, I think would be the committee that should be able to see this. I'm in favor of that.
Got it. If simply redacting the name of the lender would get around this issue, that might suffice as well. I mean, we have that. There's plenty of meat and potatoes in there for us to chew on. We don't need the name of the lender in order to do that. If we could get Grace to agree to that, that would be great too, I think.
Yeah, and let me be clear. I know Grace is the chair. Maybe this is not a chair's approval kind of thing. You know, maybe it needs to be voted on by the PNB.
It might.
Bill for the stack.
Yeah, I think we can take a little bit more time on this, but I really would like to get Tamara in here. So, Bill, go ahead. But let's try and wrap this up pretty soon.
Okay. Well, I was just going to suggest, since the lender was the one that imposed the restrictions, it might be simpler if Maxie just asked the lender what information that they want to keep private, because I think we've been overly paranoid about releasing information that they might not want us released. But if it's just their name, then like you're saying, that would be easy to redact that or whatever other specific information.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I think it's really important to get a confidentiality agreement, because their name's already been out there, okay? And so I think it's important that if all these details do get released to the committee, that if they sign a confidentiality agreement. That's really
Sharon
important.
Sharon for the stack.
Okay, Sharon. I'm actually in agreement with Bill, by the way, that if we approach and find out specifically what their objections to releasing this are, and it's fairly simple to do, that gets around all these issues. But go ahead, Sharon.
Excuse me, I have the floor now. The name was just said again, okay? I want to say something about this confidentiality thing that's going around, okay? That is extremely rude, and I thought we were going to end the discussion, and I really don't want to get involved in a bunch of this stuff. This is a PNB decision. It should be made at the PNB level. The position has been stated. I agree with Bill and Chris. If we should just ask the lender what they want. This whole issue about the name But since it was brought up and we have seemed to continue on this, I'm going to say this. This issue about the name, I already know the name. So, Nancy, if it's about me, I already know this name. It's already been said here. It's been.
I know you do, but not everybody in the world does. Yeah.
Okay, but so please don't interrupt me. My point is we need to stop this discussion. We've already said what was agreeable. A summary is agreeable. Going to the lender and asking is agreeable, and that is all we need to do. And we should stop. We should try to expand the flow of information and stop with this kind of like distracting talk. We should be done with this topic. We should be on to the next topic.
I agree with Sharon. So that having been said, I really do think it's best to close this up introduce and hear from Tamara Swiderski, our new interim CFO. So, Tamara, please take the floor.
All right. Hello, everyone. I do have a brief update, and I know there's a separate audit committee, but I thought you would appreciate also an update on where things are with the audit, both the audits. The FY17 audit is almost complete. There's just a few final footnotes that they're working on, and I believe they've set a deadline for the 30th of this month to have that completed, fully completed and approved by the board. The FY18 audit is in full swing, and George Walter has been working with the station managers to get the business managers to get what he needs, and also several folks at NETA. And so we'll be moving up the timelines for these audits by a large chunk. And then FY19 should be completed more in a timely fashion that would be normal for a business, probably 3 to 4 months after the close of the fiscal year. An update on financials, which I know you're all ready to have some financial information. And I'm very sad that I don't have anything for you tonight. We're having some technical difficulties with Great Plains. We do have everything entered into the system through February of 19 for the National Office, WBAI, and PFW, and, of course, the other K stations that have been doing it themselves. But we're having some problems with some particular entries posting and also some problems with accessing the financial report writer. So we've been working with Jonathan Alexander, who has had to reach out to an external IT support. But we are still very much looking forward to a June 30th date of having you some financials. At this point, definitely a P&L, but we may also be able to roll forward a balance sheet once the audits are kind of caught up. Let's see. And I'm hoping actually if we can get some of the later months in before that date, that we'll have something more like March or April to present to you. And then each month we would be hoping to catch up so that eventually when I attend these meetings, probably on the second meeting of the month, we would have the prior month's financials. That will be the goal that we're working towards. Beyond that, I don't know what I can report to you unless you have some specific questions I can try my best to answer. So please bear with me.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty of questions. I'll save mine for anybody else that wants to chime in first, though. I'll take it back for Tamara Swiderski.
Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, and thanks, Tamara. Yeah, really looking forward to the information. I'm glad you're getting that, and glad Jonathan is able to help you get some whatever tech support you need. We'll be able to get a cash flow projection for at least for the end of the fiscal year around that time also by the end of the month. I really worry about, you know, can we afford to put money towards this loan, for example?
Sure. I know that's a huge concern. I will do my best to really get you something that's going to be meaningful. I kind of need to look at the cash flow for each entity for the entire fiscal year. But I will do my best to get you something as far as where, at least, you know, looking at the past couple of months, and going forward from there. I know all the stations just had pledge drive, so that may kind of skew things when I'm looking at things. But I agree there's some, you know, things that we need to be looking forward to and try to get a plan on how we're going to pay them.
Okay, thank you. And also, because we're all supposed to be working on budgets for revising budgets for this year and then budgets for next fiscal year. And is there any reason why we shouldn't be able to get current, or at least through the last month, P&L information from our local stations? Because they're not dependent on whatever issues you're having with the Great Plains or whatever, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. So the K stations should be able to provide you something. That's kind of what Maxie and I were thinking about with the dashboards, would be some information that we could have the business managers providing on a monthly basis, at least until we can get things to where you're getting detailed information every month. And there still may be some things at the station level that they might want to present or have out there for each month, specific to their station or whatever. But no, there's no reason that they can't get you that. For the East Coast stations, we are doing that in-house at NETA, and we are a little behind just because our focus has been on getting everything in for P&O and for the consolidated. But we're hoping to have that caught up very soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anyone else for the stack?
Our Paul.
Go ahead.
Welcome to Pacifica. Okay, you said that you're having problems, technical problems with Great Plains, and that you had something through some amount of time. Could you say what that is again?
Sure. So the accounting for the national office had basically not been done for the entire fiscal year and even into FY18, beyond just checks that were being written. So every other transaction for the fiscal year needed to be recorded. So we have all of those in now. I've actually got them in through March. And then for WBAI and WPFW, I believe someone in LA had been doing for them entering into Great Plains. And there was, I think, just 1 month of WBAI that we had to get caught up. So in getting all of those transactions caught up and working on the audits, we're not quite current yet with all the information that's going into Great Plains. For the three entities that NETA is responsible for, that's the National Office, WBAI, and WPFW.
Okay, So you've gotten some stuff in through March?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else for this deck? All right. I had three questions, actually, Tamara. First of all, I'm assuming that since you came from NETA that you've been looking at our accounts for a while now, prior to your CFO-ship. How long have you been looking at them?
Sure. So I've been involved with the account for probably getting close to 3 months. I went on an initial trip to Berkeley, our first trip to the national office where we met with Wandrin, and kind of assessed things there. So that was kind of my first experience with it. And since then, I've kind of been handling the day-to-day for the national office since Wandrin's departure.
Okay, thank you. The second question I had for you is that it's a customary practice, accounting practice, to, you know, when you're moving from one fiscal year to the next, to close the previous fiscal year, kind of bottle it all up, wrap it up, and then move on. I understand that the audits kind of, in the case of Pacifica, figure into that. Could you tell me what the current state of closing is. What's the latest date that you have right now that's actually closed for the organization?
Yes, okay. So the way that Great Plains in particular works is that you have to kind of close out 1 year before you move into the next one. So right now, the last close period is probably 9/30/16. So they're still working on the 17 audit. I think that George actually has all of the final balances in. He just is confirming that nothing has changed. Once he decides that everything agrees to the auditor's trial balance, he will push the button and he'll bring in the entries for the beginning of FY18.
Okay. So then
18, we'll have beginning balances, and we will have provisional beginning balances for 19.
Understood. Yeah. So what's the date, the closing date? Did you say 15 or 16?
16.
That's what I thought you said. Okay. Thank you. And finally, I've been kind of scratching my head about BAI and PFW for a while in terms of actually having actionable accounting out of those two units. My impression was, please correct me if I'm wrong, misimpression, because I would love to be wrong, is that a lot of the receipts and documentation and payments and bills and filings and payroll and all this stuff was in a state of like disarray that would border on your proverbial shoebox. And I'm just wondering how confident you are in your ability to bring those units up to date based on the disarray of those units. Or am I just completely wrong? Or that is it more orderly than my perception?
I have not visited WBAI, so I don't have a personal account of that. I have visited WPFW, and I would say that you're probably not terribly far off in your assumptions. We have been working with them, and they have been providing fairly good information to us. I want to still work with them a little on how they're providing it. Right now we're getting kind of one batch after the month end. So, like, I just got all of May's information at once. And the goal was to get things a little more gradually so that we're entering things as they occur. There's a little more training that we need to do with them and with us so that we are getting what we need when we need it. So we're not completely where we need to be, but I would say that there is good information that we are being provided.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little more history since Tamara's relatively new to what's been happening, at least with the national office in particular. PFW, WBAI were both being handled from a business manager standpoint, as was mentioned previously, from another party, another person from the West Coast. As Tamara alluded to, there are some financial management and accounting practices that were being performed for those two stations that are not common or industry standard, I guess is the best way to put it. And so as a result, there's a whole lot of cleanup going on. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, Tamara, if I'm misrepresenting it. But my understanding from the work Tish was doing before others at NEPA got involved, and Tish was very much involved in the cleanup process, was recognizing that they almost had to redo the entire books for multiple years because of the way it was done previously. The other factor is not only the turnover that was happening at the national office, but then there were some issues around, as again Tamara mentioned, things being done properly there as well. And so those three enterprises are all sort of subjected to those issues. One of the reasons why, or one of the values in hiring NETA to assist with the financial management accounting, is that they are going to be working with our business managers to employ best practices around financial management and accounting so that they are inputting in a proper way moving forward, and that we're much more industry standard, if you will, moving forward. So we've mentioned those stations, but I wanted to be clear. There's really only, and Tamara, correct me if I'm wrong, there's really only one station that when the auditors look at our books and when George goes through all of the financials, there's only one station amongst all of Pacifica's units where the work was being done at an industry standard level, if you will. And so I think that's important for people to understand.
Thank you, Max. Yeah, I agree. There's there is a lot of cleanup and there's a lot of working from a backwards point forward, and that is what's causing some of the delays.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So is there anybody else?
Mansur would have to be on stack.
Please, go ahead, Mansur.
Oh, thank you very much. And Tamara, welcome to Pacifica. And hopefully we get to meet you in person in KPFK land sometime soon. Are all the stations on Great Plains now?
So the K stations are all in Great Plains. The East Coast stations we've brought into our system, which is a SAGE project, Mass 500, and we will upload an entry each month for the activity for those stations into Great Plains and produce consolidated financials from there.
And how long that might take?
Well, as I said, we're hoping to have at least February, if not March, financials done by the end of June. And then as we progress in months, we hope to get more and more caught up so that hopefully within a few months we'll be presenting current data. You know, the June 25th meeting, we would be presenting May financials, for example.
So
we're not quite there yet.
So, like, you think by September everybody would be on the Great Plains or plain level field?
So they would all be current. As I said, those two East Coast stations will be using our platform that NETA uses, and we will just upload an entry into Great Plains solely for the purpose of creating the consolidated financials.
And if I may ask, what are some of the difficulties you and the company is facing?
As far as just getting all the financial data in, Maxie alluded to some of the things, just cleaning up prior information that was input into the system incorrectly. We're finding a lot of transactions that were not input at all if they were not cash transactions. There's a lot of cleanup, a lot of things that haven't been handled the right way.
Mm. Is there a possibility for you to give us an example of that?
I know George right now is working on recording, like the sale of the building, this loan that we've been discussing. There's another, it looks like some type of loan or lease for WBAI that hasn't been recorded. So all of these are items that have to be represented in the audit that are not reflected in the current books.
Mm. And one last question, if I may, and that is there anything we can help you or should we stay out of your way? What is it that we can do to expedite the process, to get the audits done, to bring the finance paperwork together? And I really like the idea that Maxie, Mr. Jackson provided with the dashboard of having all this monthly, quarterly, and annually reports available. So,
yes, I think that's a great idea also. I don't know of anything at this moment that you can help with, but there may come a time when we need something if we're not getting responses or we're not getting the information that we need, that we may need someone to reach out to who can help us gather that information. I don't know of anything at this time. I think we've gotten to the place where we've kind of overcome a lot of the things already, and we've made a lot of really good strides as far as getting people at the station level to respond and get us what we need. But if we were to have an issue, we would certainly reach out.
And is there a possibility for you to somehow train us, teach us, bring us up to speed, like how financial paperwork are done? I don't know if I'm clear with my questions. Like our executive director, Mr. Jackson, brought up an idea that once in a while we'll get experts to come to committees and bring us up to speed. In other words, you know, train us to be good at what we do. So with, especially with finance committee, is there anything like you foresee that we should learn from you guys or somebody else to bring us up to speed so we can work together cohesively and expeditedly, if that's a word?
No, expediently, I think.
But
yeah, I can definitely help as far as explaining when we do have data, kind of explaining what it means, how to read the financial statements, kind of generally what you're looking at, what you're looking for. I think I can probably explain those kinds of things when they come along. As far as like an outside expert, I don't know of anything, but if there's someone in the field specifically related to public media and finance in public media, that could be helpful. But I would be glad to answer any questions if we're not sure, you know, what we're looking at when we start actually having data to look at.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Mark Paul for Stack.
Lyndon for the Stack.
Go ahead, Art Paul. I got you, Lyndon.
Okay. You mentioned a loan or lease for WBAI that hasn't been reported. Is this the lease on the 388 rental property?
I'm not completely sure. I just got some paperwork, a little information on it today. I know it's related to. Is it related to their tower lease, Maxie? You may know.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the tower lease. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. Because I know that WBAI, as of last Thursday, we were still being told that the lease for the premises of the station itself at 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn hadn't been signed yet. But this is for something regarding his tower instead. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right, Lyndon?
Also,
this is Maxie. Maxie, earlier you said that one of the stations was using GAAP or generally accepted accounting principles. Can you tell us which station that is?
KPFT.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? We still have some time. I'm not hearing anybody else, so I will assume that this little section of our meeting is closed. I really appreciate your input, Tamara. You said that you prefer to show up. I suggested in an email exchange that you show up once a month for reporting, because I think twice is a bit much for you. And you said that the second meeting would be the preferable one, but would it be, would you have anything for us next meeting if we asked you to attend that one?
I may not have anything the next meeting, so I may do, what would it be, July 9th?
Okay.
We could do that. I just meant kind of once we get to where we have current financials, the first meeting of the month might be too soon to have the immediate month before, but the the second Tuesday should be more in line with where I think we'll be as far as getting you the current the prior month's financials by that second meeting of the month would probably be a more reasonable goal for us.
Okay. So if I'm to understand you correctly, until we're current, keeping on the first Tuesday of the month would be an acceptable alternative. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Great. All right. Is there, I guess, I already covered that. So our next section up was item 7, which is status reports on individual budgets. Before we get into this, I just had a quick question for Bill. I know that we approved a preliminary budget for KPFT earlier in the year, and Bill, you alluded to the fact that the budget wasn't very accurate and that, you know, there's been quite a bit of updating that's taken place since then, and you prefer just to submit something more accurate to the committee and to the PNB. And I'm just wondering whether you had anything to bring us this meeting or whether it's still too soon.
Not yet. We're still trying to – we're still waiting for our business manager to tell us when she can meet. We've been asking for a while. And the major problem is because the fund drives we know are so much lower than what was projected in the budget, and so we need to probably adjust expenses accordingly.
Got it. Yeah, and our call, I believe that you said that that the station manager there was out, not manager, but that Berthold was out until early this month, I guess it was. But he's back now, I'm guessing.
He's back. He's back. He does not, as of last Thursday, he did not have a revised budget, and I don't know when we're going to get a revised budget for FY19.
Okay. All right, so that takes care of that unit as well. I know that we've been having trouble with getting the various pieces of the KPFA budget together, and I unfortunately I didn't have the time to get back to either Sharon or Maria this week. So I'm assuming that that one's off the table as well. Sharon, is that right?
Yes, but I do have something because I didn't have the information about the fund drive. So I did get that information. Like I said, Maria, I said before, I'm not sure it was on the call, but actually she just became a grandmother, so she's not in the office, and I wasn't able to get all the information. But for the fund drive, the goal of the fund drive was $515,000. Of that, just over $450,000 was pledged, and $311,000 was netted from credit card, so that has already come in, and we don't have the information on the checks yet. So I did have that information, but that's all I really have right now.
Okay. This would leave KPFK and WPFW. Is there anything further to report on either of those units?
Chris, on KPFK, I thought earlier in the year, the budget was approved, and then I don't remember why it was tabled to come back to it. We have the same problem also as KPFT in that since our fund drives are underperforming, maybe we need to make some adjustments in the budget.
Okay. So you're expressing a desire to revise that. Is that correct?
Probably.
Okay. All right. And then lastly, WPFW.
Yeah, so as we've said before, Chris, our budget was approved back earlier in the year. And we've been managing as best we can to just the bank statements we have as Tamara and their colleagues are, you know, busy with the audits, we don't have a business manager to prepare true financial statements. So we've been trying to manage as best we can to it. We are close to meeting our budget projections, but there are there's still challenges as far as cash flow for certain payments as they relate to essential services and a couple other vendors. But we're just doing the best we can to manage until we have, you know, full accounting support that that TAMA can give us.
All right. Understood. All right. I think that just about does it. I am